Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Network.com. Thanks for listening.
Do it or die now. Stand your ground. Don't let your bad breaks go getting you down.
Welcome back, 23 after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am a small business advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Have a great visit with our new friend, Norty Cohen. N-O-R-T-Y-C-O-H-E-N. Norty Cohen is the author of The Participation Game, How the Top 100 Brands Build Loyalty in a Skeptical World. We're talking about why you and I adopt brands. And what do we have to do to get customers, our customers, to adopt us? Norty, I call them customers you can't run off.
Well, you know, I think everybody has choices of what they can do and what works for them. But I think ultimately, once people do decide they like you, you can go a long way with it. And, you know, one of the things that we found is, you know, overall, once people find out about things, they're probably going to react more from what other people are saying. So what we found in our studies was that word of mouth from friends and family, online word of mouth, literally anyone, influencers, written reviews, are 2.5 times more likely to influence a purchase.
That is a statistic that everybody needs to take to heart. I saw some research. My first research on that was 3 or 4 years ago, and it basically said that people are 70% more likely to believe what their peers reviewed about a product than they were to believe the marketing message of the company.
Right. So what other people
And that
are
sounds
saying,
like you're finding the same something similar then.
Yeah. Yeah, 2.5 times more likely than Facebook ads, TV ads, and YouTube ads combined. So ultimately, when you're talking about yourself, people are not believing you. When other people are talking about you, they are.
And that's called earned media. That's the
people are talking about you. We call it the share effect. So you have the influence of people talking about you, and you also have the reach of their network. So if you look at the context that everyone has 300, 400, 500 people in their own personal network, once they start talking about you, it doesn't take a lot to build up some volume and some awareness.
Right. Keep going. You're doing good.
What we found was that literally we asked consumers, are you willing to share and repost content that you like? And up to 70% are saying yes. I agree or strongly agree, I'm willing to repost. And that goes across the board.
But they only do that to the people that they feel are justified. I mean, customers are pretty discriminating with who they'll brag on, right?
Yeah, but once they've got there, I think they're there and they'll stay there. And that's one of the things that they're telling us, is that they do want to stay loyal to their favorite brands and they want to be part of it all. Once they have a connection, one of the things that we saw was, you know, they told us that they have a connection that goes beyond just buying products and services. More than half told us that. And that they're loyal or super loyal in the 70% range.
What do you should we ask them for that? Is it appropriate? Do you think it's appropriate if someone says, "Hey, I enjoyed the meal today. This was the best hamburger you have ever made me," or whatever? Is it okay to say, "Would you mind telling your network that?"
I think you have to have more of an idea for them. I think one of the things that we talk about is you need permission to sort of begin the engagement, and then you start looking at platforms for connection. And I think you might want to say, you know, tell so many people, you know, did you guys hear about Nuggets for Carter? Did you know what that was? It was a kid that tweeted at Wendy's and said, "Hey, how many retweets do I need to get free nuggets for a year?" High school kid. Now, he didn't even ask for life. He just asked for a year. And the Wendy's people jumped on and said 18 million. And just out of nowhere, this came up with 18 million.
Wow.
And so they started publicizing, and they got this kid up to 3 million retweets of people talking about this kid to get free nuggets for a year. They didn't think about it. They just did it.
Right.
But the context of it is you have to give people an idea to talk about you. And mm-hmm. and so what is it that you can do? There's another context of, hey, bring in 10 friends and you get something. You know, that whole context of How many more people can you bring in? There's a couple of these shirt companies that have done really well on college campuses. There's one called Southern Tide, where basically they recruit people to recruit their friends. And that makes sense. And
that sounds like that might be a little hard, maybe a little hard for small businesses to do. Hey, Norty, I got to wrap it up. Will you come back another day? We got a lot more to talk about.
Absolutely.
Can you give us the website, please?
Yes, it's theparticipationgame.com.
All right, so check that out, folks. And the new book's going to be available when?
The 19th of September.
All right, so check that out, folks. Coming up right away, you can pre-order it right now. Norty Cohen, ladies and gentlemen. I will be right back. I'm Jim Blasingame.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.